information, along with how national stories will affect you and your family. We get it. 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Thanks to a miracle of modern science and engineering, the world's foremost sleep experts have discovered the secrets to better health. It's not a prescription pill, and it won't be found in a magic elixir, but it will unlock your full potential, allowing you to start every day with more energy and achieve true happiness. The key? Simply place one Jonathan Stevens mattress under your body, close your eyes, and enjoy the results. Possible side effects to sleeping on a Jonathan Stevens mattress include restfulness, alertness, increased energy and productivity, better health, and feelings of pure bliss. Do not use Jonathan Stevens mattresses in conjunction with prescription sleep aids, as interactions have not been studied. If naps last longer than 4 hours, do not consult a physician. Just relax and enjoy it. Come into your local Jonathan Stevens today and see the difference a locally made, handcrafted mattress can make. Ask about our new SensuRest latex mattresses and our revolutionary gel mattresses. And remember, handcrafting our mattresses right here in West Michigan means higher quality products at a lower price. Jonathan Stevens, a better night's sleep.
CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan. Last day of classes canceled today at Seattle Pacific University after yesterday's campus shooting. School President Dan Martin.
We'll have counselors on site working with students. And then certainly, first and foremost, assessing the status of the victims and trying to determine if there are ways that we can provide support for them.
A 19-year-old man was killed in a campus building by the shotgun fire. A 19-year-old woman wounded is in critical but stable condition. A 24-year-old man in satisfactory condition. The shooting stopped when a student monitor intervened.
He came out and pepper sprayed the guy in the face and tackled him.
Other students then rushed in. Assistant Police Chief Paul McDonough says they're heroes.
Regular citizens stepped up and tried to do the right thing. And in this case, I believe they prevented a more horrible tragedy than it was.
The suspect in custody today is a 26-year-old man with no apparent link to the university. CBS News Update. I'm Steve
Kate. It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
Welcome to the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you again today. And I am excited about today's topic. You know, we continue our journey on talking about all products that go into the home, right? And we've talked a lot about roofing and siding and windows and decking over the last several months. And today we're going to talk about vinyl siding specifically. So we're into the siding category, and what's exciting about it is I've not had this guest on the show in the past. And in fact, we've had some conversation about alternative sidings, and yet the siding that has the largest market share in this category is vinyl siding. And so we're going to chat today with Gary Wilder, who comes to us from KP Siding or Building Products.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Pleasure to be here. Yep, it's vinyl siding with KP Building Products. We're one of the largest manufacturers of building products in industry. We actually one of the few manufacturers in the industry that actually has the amount of manufacturing facilities that we have. We actually have six. There's three in Canada and three in the United States. So
today we're going to talk a lot about this category, right? We're going to even look back 20, 30 years ago and talk a little bit about what vinyl siding looked like then. And then we'll bring it to today, and we're going to talk about trends. We're going to talk about product availability. We're going to talk about profiles, and then we'll get into the trenches, really, in talking a little bit about thickness and why that matters and the colors that are available in the different thicknesses that are there. Before we do that, a little housekeeping here, 395-1450. That's 395-1450. If you have a question or comment about today's topic, you can always email me at markv@zeelandlumber.com, which some of you have done in the past with questions and, again, or comments. So, also, if you miss any of the show or want to check out a previous one, you can go to WHTC.com and click on the podcast and scope it out. So today's topic, again, you know, and I think we want to talk about it in terms of if a listener has a family member or friend that are going to build a home or if they're going to build a home, or even an addition, or let's just say that they want to re-side their home. You know, so that's kind of the background to framing our conversation today. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a great place to start by looking back 20 to 30 years, Gary. And why don't you give our listeners a little snapshot of what the whole cladding or the whole siding category looked like, and talk about where vinyl was within that time frame.
Yeah, the most popular, the largest category in the siding and exterior cladding essentially is vinyl siding still. There are a lot of other exterior products that have actually kind of jumped in the play as far as that goes. But little by little, we're creeping back. Vinyl siding actually is making a recovery because it is the best exterior cladding product out there with the least amount of maintenance. It's kind of funny going back. You're talking about 70s and 80s. I was pretty young then, but I was out there. You know, vinyl siding actually got a little bit of, I don't want to say a black eye or anything, but it was marketed wrong, incorrectly, because it was originally, when it started getting popular in the United States, it actually was touted a maintenance-free product. The simple fact of the matter is, you wash your car, you wash your siding. But see, the problem of it is, a lot of people still don't do that. So they're more interested in washing their automobiles, things that other people see, versus forgetting about the exterior of their house.
You know, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, Gary, because we so often on this show talk about educating the listener, right? Mm-hmm. And we've talked about, for example, the decking category and how the manufacturers came out, and initially they too touted it as a maintenance-free mm-hmm. product. And the fact of the matter is any type of product that you put on your home, I mean, even windows, even exterior doors, there is a level of maintenance that's involved. Some, yeah, admittedly would be lower maintenance than others. But I'm so glad that you started the conversation talking about, you know, shattering kind of maybe the myth that it is a no-maintenance product.
Right, right. There's still a significant amount of maintenance that goes into any exterior product, as far as that goes. The beauty of vinyl siding today is the stabilizers we're using in it, the protection methods of maintaining color. We at KP actually does a fabulous job of maintaining color with using third-generation acrylics. On our darker colors specifically, because let's face it, today somebody walks in a place, or they're driving around, they're saying, "Well, I'd like to see my house look like that. That color looks great. Where do I get that?" And it's largely driven on color, and it's great. Typically, also the female in the household actually does the color picking. I like to pick the colors too, you know, that it's color driven,
right?
Mainly.
And color is going to be a big part of our conversation today.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm trying to get inside the heads of our listeners as they're listening. And by the way, if you just joined the At Home Show here on WHTC, we're talking vinyl siding today, and we're trying to paint a picture of where this product is, and also say that it is a relevant product in today's marketplace. The question that I had that's popping in my mind on the color is, mm-hmm. when in the 90s and the 80s, and when vinyl siding was having some growth, a lot of the colors were earth tone.
Right.
Right. And by earth tone, you mean kind of the lighter colors.
Yep.
And the darkest would be in that kind of clay category. One of the things that maybe people are having some, you know, maybe hesitation on in terms of vinyl is there was some chalking.
Right.
That would happen.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit in this context.
That's a great statement on that. But the chalkiness of vinyl siding is actually the colorant or the pigmentation breaking down in the product. The industry's done a fabulous job of addressing those issues with using acrylics, ASAs, pre-blending products, because the greatest majority of problems that we would have in the past, you know, going back 12 to 15 or 20 years, is it didn't use have the technology of the acrylics and ASAs and pre-blends and things like that to actually help out. So.
Okay. We're going to talk about the latest generation in technology, and I'm excited to talk about some of the great new dark colors that are out there in the market today. We'll do that when we return here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, alongside Gary Wilder of KP Siding.
Stocks are posting solid gains.
And
down
stocks are posting solid gains. That's good to know.
it's a good sign. Good times are coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're talking projects and specifically the siding project. And that's an exciting component of a remodel or even of a new home, because ultimately that's the first thing that you see when you pull up to a home. And when we're talking vinyl, you know, the next thing is talking about the color availability. And before the break, we talked about the vinyl siding when it first came to market had earth tone colors. And that's what you had. And if you wanted a darker, richer, bolder color, you would have to go to a cedar and paint it, right? Or you'd have to go to an alternative.
Right.
Product. Well, much of business is about solving customers' problems. Mm-hmm. And the vinyl siding industry, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gary, but 10 to 12 years ago really started to say, hey, we want to solve the problem of the demand of darker, bolder, richer colors.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that, and ultimately maybe it's a two-part answer. First of all, like the first generation, if you will, and then now to the current technology and the current state of the vinyl siding industry in terms of color.
Right. Yeah, back in the, like Mark was saying, you know, back several years, probably, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it was a blend of colors, maybe 6 to 12, lighter, because the fear of color change, we don't like to call it fade in my industry. We like to call it color change.
I call it fade.
Yeah. Well, everybody does.
Kind of like my golf game.
Right. When I talk to folks, I like to talk and say that it's actually color change. But that's, I mean, that's largely it. I mean, it was, the industry had to evolve. There were methods of maintaining products. I had a discussion before about when the automotive industry essentially in the 70s went, you know, especially in the 70s and before, had issues with essentially a maroon-colored car, red-colored car turning pink shortly after buying it. You know, then, and that's essentially that same issue with the chalkiness of the product, actually the colorant breaking down. Early in the 80s, I would say, in the early 80s, the industry realized that there was an issue with that. Wasn't so much a problem with the color. It was the technology that had to go on the surface of the product, and that's when they came out with putting lacquer, a clear coat technology on it. That's essentially what our industry has done right now. Now, it's not a film that we're using on the product, but it's blended in with essentially the top coat, essentially, of the product that actually helps maintain that color consistency. So
that affords your company and like companies to come out with colors that are red, that are dark blue, that are dark brown.
Right. Dark browns. We're actually coming out here shortly this month with a color. It's really a dark one. It's almost a charcoal. It's a really dark gray. It's virtually kind of unheard of. A lot of people that I showed it to, it's like, well, what kind of problem are you going to have with that? And it's the simple answer is today, for me, knowing this technology and seeing it perform mainly with my own eyes, I feel comfortable in saying you're safer today going with a darker color than you are with the lights, because all the technology and everything is being invested and front-loaded from KP, essentially, in our industry of maintaining color. So that's where the best technology is. So darker colors are the way to go. So you don't, as it would be, you don't have to be afraid of the dark anymore.
Right. Now, let's be clear with our listeners, right, Gary? There is some level of fade in anything.
Yeah, sure.
Whether it's cedar that's painted or, let's say, a fiber cement or an engineered siding or even vinyl. the issue comes when it's visible to the human eye.
That's
right?
Exactly right. It's excessive fading. Yeah, that's where we put our best warranties. That's where we put our best technology. We speak up and say essentially, the color you choose. Let's say it's the new color that's going to be the darker gray called Manor. If you choose that color, it's essentially going to stay that color gray for 25 years. We'll warranty it for 25 years against excessive fading in excess of, it's kind of hard to understand it, but it's degrees of fading. There are, like Mark said, there's degrees of fading. It's actually Delta E3 is what we called it. It's industry standard for testing a color change.
Okay, so my eyes glossed over when you said Delta E3.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking vinyl siding on the At Home Show here, 395-1450. That's 395-1450. The Delta E3 that you talk about really is that the fading will be uniform throughout the house. But let's just say that a homeowner they're out on their deck grilling and they got a piece of vinyl siding that melted because it was right next to the grill. When they get that right, that happens more than many people maybe think. But when they need to replace a color, let's just say they have a couple pieces in their garage up in the attic. When they put that on the wall, let's set expectations, Gary. What does that look like? I'm not even necessarily talking about KP siding.
Right,
I'm talking about industry
right.
related. What are the expectations?
Well, the expectation is to maintain within an acceptable amount of a color change. You should be able today, especially at a darker color, on a Manor or something like that, depending how long it's been on the house, you should be able to put even a new piece of siding in there, with exception of, like you said, if there's a grill there, there's whatever grease or whatever that's spattered up on it. I mean, that actually can affect the panel as well. But in those instances, I usually recommend that they take a piece of siding from another part of the house.
Okay.
And put that is existing already in the environment and replace it on that area.
Okay.
And then pick that brand new piece and then replace that. I mean, that's what I usually recommend. That way you don't necessarily see what we call a checkerboard issue, that type of thing.
Okay. So ultimately, if there's a visible area of a home that needs to have a piece replaced for whatever reason, your suggestion is to go ahead and take a piece from another area of the home and put it in that, because that'll match.
Right. It'll be closer of a match.
Okay.
For sure. But what we've done, again, with using acrylics essentially on our siding is basically we're willing to stick our necks out, saying within that 25-year time, the Delta E3, I'll jump back a little bit. The Delta E3 is essentially Delta E2 is basically the human eye will not be able to detect the color change.
Okay.
Delta E3 is when you just begin to see and that's warrantyable at that point. To give you an idea, several years ago, before all this technology was out there, I was at a job site and actually saw a clay-colored house. That clay-colored house had only been in the field about a year and a half, 2 years. That clay-colored house actually turned a light gray. And it wasn't our siding. As it turned out, it was another manufacturer. But that right there, so a darker clay, our khaki color, essentially turning a heritage gray or gray, that is in excess of 7 Hunter units.
Okay.
That's a huge difference.
We're going to continue talking about that. We're going to talk about profiles. I know that board and batten are shakes are top of mind with a lot of our listeners.
Beauty.
We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. And welcome back to the final segment on the At Home Show today. We've been talking a lot about vinyl siding, and for those of you who have been listening to the whole show, we even gave you a little bonus on the market. That was in the last segment, and those who were listening know what I mean. So we are going to continue the conversation about vinyl siding and kind of wrap it up. We talked about colors, so let's wrap up the conversation on color. And then talk about profiles and what are the trends that you see, Gary, in terms of profiles, not only in the lap, but in the other type of profiles that your company goes to market with. So on the color, my final question really would be is the paranoia level of our homeowner today should be relatively low in relation to this whole idea of, oh, I get a dark color vinyl and it's going to fade.
Right. Yeah, the profiles and everything have been industry standards. I mean, the traditional lat sidings, double fours, things like that are extremely popular in the state of Michigan. It's the crazy part is as you venture south in the United States, you kind of head more towards Dutch lats. The face gets a little larger. It can sometimes be a double five Dutch lap. It depends where you are in the state, but or in the country, far as that goes. But the state of Michigan is largely a double four market.
Now, what are the other profiles that you can get? You can get the Dutch lap.
You get the Dutch laps, and you can get board and battens, which is kind of the replacement product for a T111 type siding. The beauty of it, again, it's low maintenance. It doesn't have to be stained or anything like that with the types of products. And we actually do those in several dark colors as well. So that, yeah. So we're kind of addressing all those. We're trying to get all that into the fold also, as far as it goes.
You know, and that's the question that a lot of the listeners have out there today and a lot of the consumers that come in to talk to us about their vinyl siding project is matching. Right. Mm-hmm. And so they like a dark color, but then they find out that the board and batten and the shake, which they want to use as complementary profiles, doesn't necessarily isn't available in that color.
Right.
What is your company doing to address that specifically, even in relation to the shake?
Right. We have several colors that are available in board and batten that match or kind of complement the regular horizontal type sidings like that they can use in the gable ends or on the face of the product. We also have single course and double course shakes, 7-inch cedar shakes, as far as that goes. It's not really, you know, it's not extremely porous surface. It's very, it's one of the most popular profiles out there. It actually is the most popular. It's about 79%. To 85% of the marketplace is a double 7-inch a shake, essentially. So,
okay, and then
matching colors.
The final question is, in terms of the profiles, 333, double 5, I mean, the consumer wants more options than ever before.
Right.
Do you offer 333 and double 5?
We do. We have the 333s. We have, you know, double 4s, double 4.5s, double 4.5 Dutch laps, double 4 Dutch laps. 333s, 5x5, 5x5 Dutch laps.
Okay, so there are plenty of options available.
Yeah.
But to kind of bring it home, the product and profile that's used mostly, that's most readily available in West Michigan, is that 4x4.
Absolutely.
And by 4x4, what does that mean specifically for the listeners that may not know?
Essentially, double four siding means it is a 4-inch profile. It's what they used to see years and years ago, even before vinyl siding. It's 4-inch and a 4-inch, so they call that a double. So I mean, it's this 8-inch piece of siding that goes up there, but it has a 4-inch reveal, so it kind of gives you the impression. The beauty of it is it goes up on the wall, and actually, you know, it ends up looking like 4-inch. I mean, it.
Yeah, in essence, it is that 4-inch lap. And,
right. You
know, from my perspective, unless you absolutely have to have a different profile, go with a 4x4 because it gives you a nice look and it's tried and true. And if you do go with a different profile, sometimes getting pieces for replacement becomes a challenge just because of the availability, you know, in the marketplace.
Right.
Great discussion today, Gary, in terms of the vinyl siding category. What are some resources that the listeners can go to online, maybe a website or two?
Yeah, there's the main website for the Vinyl Siding Institute is vinylsiding.org. That's the main website that references everything that we discuss, and lots of resource in there against some of the other exterior claddings. And then our KP products with an S at the end, .com.
So. Excellent. Well, great show, Gary, and I really appreciate you coming on, and I know our listeners do as well.
Good. Thank you.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in each and every week on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. A safe and happy weekend, everyone. So long.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.